Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Back with Swing Time again for some further jazz, swing and blues music here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, taking care of business until the end of the show. My thanks to fellow presenter John Newell for starting us out in fine style today. My opening track was taken from an album called The Hawk Talks, but if you assume that it related to Coleman Hawkins, then I'm afraid you would be wrong. The group is the Louis Bellson Quintet, and The Hawk was a nickname given to Harry James, with whom Bellson worked for a period of time. To further complicate matters, the track was called Baisie, although I think that was quite evident when you think of the background to the tune. Played by the Louis Bellson Quintet, and they were Louis Bellson on drums, of course, Charlie Shavers trumpet, Seldon Powell on tenor, Louis Stein the pianist, Wendell Marshall on bass, and it was recorded in New York City on the 2nd of February 1955. Baisie. No particular theme to my session today, other than to say there will be a number of big bands included in the selections, and also some duplicates. If you can stick around to the end of the show, you'll understand what I mean by that. My first big band is Quincy Jones playing a composition by the lady pianist. Some added kudos from the location recording, which was the Newport Jazz Festival of 1961. Quite an interesting lineup with a number of well-known names, as you might expect. The trumpet section was Joe Newman, John Bellos, Jimmy Maxwell, and Jimmy Nottingham. On trombones, we have Curtis Fuller, Britt Woodman, Melba Liston, and Paul Falaise. Joe Lope and Phil Woods played alto, two altos, of course. Jerome Richardson and Eric Dixon were the tenor players. Pat Patrick was the bass player. Don't know too much about Mr. Patrick. Julius Watkins on French horn. And the lady pianist was Patty Bowen. On an interview, she made a comment, I think it was to Peter Clayton a number of years ago, that one of the reasons why she feels she was included in so many recordings was simply by the fact that she lived quite close to the studio, but she never said which one it was. Les Spann on guitar and flute, Art Davis was the bass player, and Stu Martin on drums. And as I said, recorded at the Newport Jazz Festival, Newport, Rhode Island, on the 3rd of July 1961. And they play the composition by Patty Bowen called Gwon Train.
Thank you. Swatkin. Phil Woods.
At the Newport Jazz Festival in 1961. Next up, one of my own favourite big band albums. It's on the Impulse label. The Gil Evans Orchestra, Out of the Cool. Whilst I think that all the musicians play magnificently on the album, a special word for trumpeter Johnny Coles on the selected track, which is called Stratus Funk. The Gil Evans Orchestra, with Johnny Coles and Phil Sunkel trumpets, Keg Johnson and Jimmy Nepper trombones, Tony Studd bass trombone, Bill Barber on tuba, Eddie Gain on alto, flute and piccolo, Bud Johnson, that's Keg Johnson's brother, tenor and soprano sax, Bob Picario and Bob Picario on bass, flute and piccolo, Gil Evans piano and ranger conductor, Ray Crawford is the guitar player and Ron Carter on bass. Charles Persip and Elvin Jones do duty as two drummers on this track. Recorded in the Van Gelder studio on Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and it was either December the 10th or the 15th of 1960. Stratus Funk.
Thank you.
A couple more big bands before the end of the of this show. On the turntable now, one of the most sensitive recordings I know of a well-known composition by Sherwin and Masowicz. None the wiser, you will be in a moment, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, played here by the Stan Getz Bob Brookmeyer Quintet. And the complete lineup is Stan Getz tenor, of course, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, Steve Kuhn is the piano player. John Nevers on bass. And Roy Haynes is at the drum kit. Recorded in New York City, the 12th or 13th of September 1961. A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Thank you.
This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You are listening to Swing Time with Mike Coates, your host for this second hour. My understanding of the next selection is that it's the first recording session that guitarist Jim Hall appeared on. One musician who was scheduled to make the date was the horn player John Grass. Unfortunately, he was obliged to turn the session down. He had to leave Los Angeles to tour with Liberace. Some people have all the luck. Sometimes it's bad luck. However, we're going to hear this session, which is the Chico Hamilton Quintet, and they're joined by an alto, tenor, clarinet and flute player called Buddy Collette, who made quite large waves on the West Coast. Fred Katz plays cello, not something that crops up too often in jazz circles, and as I mentioned, Jim Hall is a guitar player. Carson Smith, known for his work with Jerry Mulligan, bass, and Chico Hamilton leading and on drums. Recorded at Strollers, which is in Long Beach, California, on the 4th of August 1955. Buddy Boo. Thank you. And that was one of my duplicates, or strictly speaking, triplicates today, a third quintet in the playlist. If you agree with me that the Stan Getz Bob Brookmeyer Trike Nightingale in Berkeley Square was performed in a sympathetic and sensitive manner, I think that you will find the Kenny Burrell opening bars on the next strike fall into the same category. However, it's purely an introduction to another scintillating big band trike and gives us another duplication. The arranger and conductor is Gil Evans. We heard him earlier, of course. And quite a number of the musicians playing on the trike with Gil, we also heard on the Evans trike that I played earlier. You'll know the tune. The question is, who really composed it? And the lineup is Kenny Burrell, the main man on guitar, Johnny Coles again, or Louis Mucci, trumpets, Jimmy Cleveland, Jimmy Nottingham, tenor, Jimmy Nottingham on Bing on the Cool album, Andy Fitzgerald, Ray Beckenstein, Richie Kamuka, Lee Konitz, Steve Lacey, and Bob Ticareco, all playing in the reed section. Ray Lange or Julius Watkins, French horn. Jim Barber is the tuba player. Ron Carter from the Cool Session on bass. And again, two drummers, Charlie Persip and Elvin Jones drums. Gil Evans conducting and arranging. And recorded in either the end of December 1964 or the beginning of January 1965. And all that lot were crammed into the Van Gelder Studios, Englewood Cliffs, on the dates in December or January. You'll know what the tune is. Thank you. The duplicates now appearing at a fast rate of knots. On my next selection, Kenny Burrell appears again, but this time in a quartet version of Oliver Nelson's tune Stolen Moments. Stolen Moments became a jazz standard almost as soon as it was heard on the and released on the album Blues and the Abstract Truth. In this quartet session, Kenny Burrell again plays guitar. John Hegeld is the bass player. He's the bass player. Ray McCurdy is on drums. And it was recorded by Coast Recorders, San Francisco, on December the 12th, 1978, or even 1979. The discographers can't make up their mind as to what year it was recorded. However, here is Stolen Moments. Thank you. Kenny Burrell demonstrating that big band format or more intimate quartet setting does not affect his ability to turn in an effective jazz performance. Once again, the big six-wheeler is approaching at a fast pace, and I am obliged to put the shutters up on Swing Time for this week. Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. I do hope that you have enjoyed today's selections. I won't be here next Tuesday, but colleague John Yule will be here at 1 p.m. with his usual selection of contemporary sounds. I'm going out with another duplication in the form of Jim Hall and Bob Brookmeyer, and they're in a Kansas City frame of mind. Here is Moton Swing.